Hi, guys. This is Brenda Kruko, Billy's daughter. And I just want to thank you for all the wonderful shalom to Billy. And I apologize that she, she's in Washington, D.C., and she called last night, and she is going to Capitol Hill again this morning with Senator Roy Blunt. And Missouri, and with a delegation there. So I'm telling you, God is moving. She was telling me, and if any of you had a chance to get to watch Mike Pence on the night to honor Israel, what a time we are in our country and how thankful for we are. She said that the whole atmosphere at the CUFI this year, she said, was so wonderful because of new administration, and we're so thankful. And I'm just reminding you about the First of All campaign to please be joining us and thanking the Lord for what he's doing in our nation. And you can, if you want to make that official, you can call 1-800-972-3447. Our meeting in Newcastle, Delaware is coming up August 18th through 20th. And Mom wanted to let me tell you she has found out so many new things about Delaware. And she will be getting a blog out soon, so be looking for that. And also on the 20th, which is the Sunday night at 7 p.m., we'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Jefferson Memorial at the National Mall. So looking forward to any of you guys who can join with us. She is offering her book, First of All in the Awakenings, for $10 plus shipping. And you can, if you're interested in buying that, it's 1-800-972-3447. So those are the announcements. And I just want to thank you all for your supplies to hear your state and to know that you are standing in those places in the Lord and praying for our president. And praying for Israel and praying for America. So in our prayer session, we always begin with the first of all. And 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. And so isn't that wonderful? For all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. So, Father, we just join all these precious brothers and sisters, and we pray, Father, for our president. We pray, Father, for each branch. We pray for the executive branch, our Vice President, Mike Pence, the President, Father, Donald Trump. We just lift them up, Lord. Ora si chi di branch de gea. E di si le vrura caiemi si di cora manche. E la Soro cora breke ne ti di diontoro so camanche e ne se li a caia de ti toro e ne ti ne di diotaia nahaia a rosura breme ili bracaia ne ti a caia. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, we lift up the legislative branches. O Rebijigi, O Dora Vreja, Congress, Father, our senators, Yikile, Bro, Rasila, Hanye, Edikororo, Soba, Chile, Kayanayata, E, Krenia, Sora, Siki, O Brabaha, Enishila, Krosiliki. And we lift up, Father, our judicial branch. Elebre our judges. Aha, ke celebresti corot. Sopa. And they say, it ton si la vre. Let righteousness and truth come forth, Father. Again, live all that which you call them to do, anoint them, equipping them, Father. We thank you for the right ones. The right ones, Father. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. There's a couple of scriptures that, you know, the Lord has on my heart, and I know he does on many of you too. And one is a prayer. It's 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. And it's concerning President Trump. And it says, may the Lord direct President Trump's heart, or your heart, Paul says, to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. And Father, we just lift him up for that, for his, the love of God in his heart and the endurance of Christ. And then 2 Thessalonians 5:23 says, may the God of peace sanctify President Trump wholly. May his spirit, soul, and body be preserved unblameably in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Mom, concerning Israel and America, Mother was talking about Vice President Pence, you know, as I mentioned earlier, as his speech to CUFI. And he said, the day will come when we will move the American embassy to Israel. It is not a question of if, it's only when. And so in Isaiah 44, and I love this chapter, 44 and 45, and it speaks about, at the end of chapter 44, it speaks of Cyrus. And then it says on verse 28, 44, 28, it says, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Israel, you shall be built, saying to the temple, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. And so I see that God, how he used Cyrus, he is using, that God is using President Trump to do things in Israel, to bring our embassy to Jerusalem, and bringing blessings to America. I love even what it says about 45, and chapter 45 about God, Cyrus being God's instrument. And I see that with President Trump. I'm not saying he is a Cyrus, but I see some of the very same characteristics. So anyway, we're just so thankful and what God is doing. So thankful, so thankful. And when we pray, and the prayer of thanksgiving is so important as priests. It's always, the prayer of thanksgiving is always listed in when we give prayers. It was the first prayer when the priest would go in the Old Testament. They would give thanksgiving and worship, and then they would go into prayer. So we're just so thankful, aren't we? We have so much to be thankful for. Well, I was thinking, you know, we're here to pray for McDowell, and how important McDowell is to the Lord. Mom called me last night to let me know that she wouldn't be able to make this phone call. The main reason is that she's an hour ahead of us, and she would already be at the going to the Capitol or the Capitol building by the time, you know, the phone call came. But she wanted, anyway, she was telling me these things, and I was thinking about Prayer Mountain. I was thinking about McDowell, Arbel, and the Galilee, which Arbel is a mountain in the Galilee. And then I was thinking about Jesus and his ministry in the Galilee, and that here we are as temples of the Holy Spirit being sent there again. The main thing about McDowell is the purpose, which is prayer, and on this phone call. And so that's what we're going to do. In Matthew 14:23, it said Jesus sent the multitudes away. He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And in Luke 9:28, and it came to pass about 8 days after these things, he took Peter and John and James and went into a mountain to pray. And then in Isaiah 56:7, God says, speaking of prayer, he says, even then, them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. We know in this dispensation that we're temples, we're the house of prayer for this time of grace in Christ Jesus. We know in the next dispensation, when Jesus comes in earthly Jerusalem, that he will build the fourth temple, the millennial temple, where he will rule and reign. But all temples, all places, you and I included, are prayer. Our purpose is prayer, and that's communicating with God, for bringing heaven to earth, God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Mom has, a year ago, she wrote out some scriptures that she had for McDowell, and she said these were from what the Lord had given her. And Psalm 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waits, but in vain. God has built McDowell. This is his home. This is his place. Proverbs 10:13, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Proverbs 24:3, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Proverbs 24:4, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Ephesians 1:17-18. The Father of glory may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. Psalm 37:3-7, trust in Hashem, and this is the art scroll, Telahim. Trust in Hashem and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be nurtured, pastured by faith. Take delight in Hashem, the name, Father, that he may grant you the desires of your heart. Cast your way upon Hashem, rely on him, and he will act. He will reveal your righteousness like the light and your judgments like high noon. Be mute before Hashem and wait with longing for him. So we know this home is his. We know that the purpose of McDowell is prayer. It's a building, but we're the building, that it's a place for prayers to come and to do the prayer for Israel, for Jerusalem, where God says that I have redeemed you, Jacob, and glorified you, Israel. I am your redeemer. I have formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who stretches all things, who makes all things. He stretches out the heavens alone. He spreads abroad the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of the babblers and drives diviners mad, and who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers. Who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judah you shall be built, and I will rise up in her waste places, and who says to the deep, be dry, I will dry up your rivers, who says to Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and the temple, your foundation, shall be laid. So, Father, we know that's the future, that we know now you are using your body to pray for Israel. You are using, Father, temple of the living God, with the Spirit of God living in us, praying your plans and your purposes. You're for Israel, for McDowell, for the Galilee, for Judea and Samaria, Father, for the Golan, for all parts that you have called this nation, Father. Oh, Father, we join in with even Cyrus, who was from another land. He was from the land of Persia. But you had called him to subdue nations, to loose the armor of kings, to open the double doors, so the gates will not be shut. You said you would go before Cyrus and make the crooked places straight. You would break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. You will give him the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, have called you by your name, Cyrus, and the God of Israel, for sake of my servant's sake, in Israel my elect. I've even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down your heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let her bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, I love this scripture here. The one Holy One of Israel, his maker, asked me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. That's Isaiah 45:11. Oh, glory to God. We just command you, Father, to do what you said you would do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Father. Ora brashike de se. And the king and broso, rain down heaven from above. Let your skies pour down righteousness. Let your earth open up. Bring forth salvation and righteousness. Bring up together. Hallelujah. As you have declared, Father, over America, over Israel, also over everyone today who's joined us in prayer, Father, we just speak that blessing. Hallelujah. Righteousness, fullness of salvation, spirit, soul, and body. Ora se kiel roste le creda va kayene. Ye di dio so coro va kayene. E la praka. E di dia taia ka. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ora si kra se a ti. Aya ka se le raya kayene no. E do so ra shalayene pa so ra ti. Ea karaya ta. Ora sta kai shiki doro bokore belkia reti. Ea kasura nora kashi ta. Thank you, Father. We thank you that wisdom is building her house. We thank you that the doll is being built. Wisdom is building her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she has you. Her seven pillars, Father. And we know those seven pillars are the foundations of the world, that which you have founded the world upon. Kindness, joy, purity, light, love. Those things that you have built our country on. Those things that you have built Israel on. Hallelujah. Wisdom has built her home, and wisdom has built Jesus Christ, Father, has built. Yes, as a Messiah, he has through his father, Israel, and he has built America. And we thank you for the union of these two nations. We thank you, Father, Oro Soko, that they're coming together like they haven't in many years. And we're seeing the fruit of our prayers, Father. We're seeing the fruit of staying with you in your word and declaring what you have spoken. Hallelujah, and agreeing what you have said. In America, one nation under God. Hallelujah, you're joining us together. In this prayer call, Father, these precious ones together. Ha ha, you need kiri your soul. As a key of Rosora Kishten of Brokamante, Akayan is deep, Rora Shela Training, Akayeti, Edisokora Bata, Ye Karashi, Koromokora Yaliate.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We glory in your name. We glory in your name. We thank you, Father. Oh, Rashaka, your name. Idiot, Father, we lift up the people, those people that right now, Father, are working on the paperwork, the final paperwork. We did have a big breakthrough, hallelujah, and those other things that we need to get in order, in place, in the dog, for the completion of the paperwork to begin building, Father, this fall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Things are looking good. Things are getting in order. We know, Father, we gave you, we praise you for that. Hallelujah. Each one of you are watchmen on the wall. And, you know, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure Mom's told us many times, or told us, but I haven't heard her say it in a little while. That Migdol itself is, it means tower. And in there in the old city, there's a tower, a watchtower, that you can see in the Galilee, you can see all around. And that's prayers will watch me. And how do you be a watchman? Well, the Holy Spirit, he's the watchman. And we just tune into him. Hallelujah. He's the great watchman. We just turn into him. And he does. He watches. And it says that he knows the deep things of the Father in 1 Corinthians 2. And he reveals them unto us. And he shows them unto us. Hallelujah. And the word of broche gisela brastike tiri o ko ay she o rora so vecina ti ye ara ka ye ne ti o tora ka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. O rora pra ka ye ne ato. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, Rasiki, Oroshoro, Sokora, Mahai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ah, Rasakai, Niki. Orosora, Shile, Breke, Stilinata. Ah, Kasimika. Ah, Sakia, Tororo, Standeriki, Apa. E, Arakai. Iyarakaya, oro sora benji, ah kasi kiti akora salayata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. We just, Father, we just take this time, Father, we thank you for a special blessing for all the participants today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for we just hold the blood, Father. And those things that they need, Father, we just hook our faith. We may not know what they are, but we do know that the Bible says, may our whole spirit, soul, and body be blameless, the presence of the Lord, the revealing of Jesus Christ. And we know that is the day when we see Jesus face to face, either by the grave or by the rapture, and we know that it's going to be really close either way, because you're coming very close for your body. We thank you, Jesus. Until that time, Father, we walk in your peace. We walk in your peace, in your life, in our lives, in our family's lives. And we thank you, Father, for that. We make much of the blood of Jesus over each one and their families, Father. We make much of the blood of Jesus. We thank much of their blood over their wholeness, over their minds, over their emotions, over their bodies, that they can fulfill, that they fulfill God's will in their life through the perfect will of God. That is complete will of God. God. Nothing missing and nothing broken. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. Thank you. I sense the presence of the Lord so strong in my spirit. And what a great way to start the day, right? With you wonderful saints of God. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for each one of them. And I just thank you guys for joining in. And Mom will be there here next week and be looking for what she's got to say. She is an anointing. The Lord has thrust her. Oh, wow, he's thrust her. He has anointed her for this time. It's like all that, 2008, the Lord said, pray for an awakening for America, Israel, and the nations. And it looks like, and it is, this a supernatural thrust for this time. We've been praying, and now we're seeing the reaping of all the saints, of the timing of the Lord. And even other things that are happening that I can't really speak about, but I know one day we won't be long what God is doing. And we thank you. We thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this supply of the Spirit. And you have a wonderful, blessed day. Shalom, shalom.